This is CliffCentral.com.
Cliff Central. You're listening to Neil on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
The multi award winning MTs here. The last time we hung out with him, he wasn't an award winner, so we have to be careful how we address him. What's good, homie?
Hey, I'm all good, G. What's up?
Of course, you're good. You've got 400k in your bank account. Okay, so how much of it do you get?
I get it all. It's up to me who I want to share it with. No?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it comes like, is it text?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Have you got it yet?
We're recently actually working on doing the paperwork, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
The last time I checked.
I'd. Do you have new cousins? No, listen, man. Yeah. Every time I look on social media, there's somebody taking a shot at you.
Yes.
It's either that's happening or you are firing back at someone.
Yes, sir.
What's happening right now? Like, in terms of, what do you think is happening? What do you think people are reacting to with you?
They're jealous, man. They're okay. Envious. You know, everybody wishes to be where I'm at.
Yeah.
There's so many dope rappers out there. Rappers who really, really rap. Mm-hmm. They got bars. They've been rapping for years, but they don't have awards. They ain't got nothing. You know? So they envy me, you know?
Your work right now, do you feel like this is what you've been working hard for?
Yes,
does
sir.
Does it feel that way?
Definitely.
Mm. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, hell yeah, you know. Mm. You know, from not knowing where a song is gonna go when I record it, you know.
Yeah.
Now when I record, I know.
Everybody wants
you know,
have
I kinda have an idea where the song is gonna go, how much damage it's gonna make, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still involved in the production process of the music?
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, I can imagine you're everywhere because you're doing interviews, all those things.
Yeah.
How do they eat, or do they even eat into your studio time?
Yeah, they do, man. You know, these days I spend less time in the studio.
Yeah, you know, because you're doing interviews.
Yeah, I'm doing interviews, shows, all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So when I get into the studio, it's always a matter of finishing a joint quickly so I can get out again, you know. But it's not much for me, you know. It's something I've been working for, you know. So I've trained myself to get used to these kind of things.
How are you planning to deal with this negativity that obviously surrounds you because of how well you're doing at the moment? Do you have a strategy? How do you cope with it?
I don't have a strategy really. Mm-hmm. My thing is honesty, really. Mm. You know, everything I say is really from the bottom of my heart. Even if I say something wrong at that point in time and regret it after, but at the end of the day, it's what
truth.
I really, really felt. You know?
Now, what's the one thing you fight most about with your management or your team?
It's them not informing me about stuff, you know, most of the time. Sometimes they just hit me up, maybe while I'm doing a song or maybe when I'm chilling, you know, and kicking back. Yo, you've got an interview in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you know.
To get in your zone. You're already making music.
You know,
and
I feel like I need to prepare for those kind of interviews, you know, like, okay, I'm coming to Cliff Central, okay. I'm gonna be chilling with O'Neill, okay. I know we're gonna talk about 1, 2, 3. You know, I need to prepare for those kind of things, you know.
It's so important.
Yeah.
Now, you know, obviously, you've just won these awards, and you know, the one thing that people don't necessarily ask you artists about is, if I could book you as MT last year, and now you've won 4 awards, how does this affect how much you charge? And your value as an artist?
Well, the value goes up, you know.
Mm.
And the fee is not the same as last year.
Okay,
obviously.
Definitely changes.
Yeah, definitely changes, man. You know, my career is at another level right now. A level I didn't even expect myself.
Let's talk about business away from the music. Are you planning to branch into business, and what kind of business are you interested in?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm into fashion. I'm into entertainment besides, you know, music. Me and my homie, we actually planning to start up something, you know, an event, an annual event type thing.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
So yeah, man, we're gonna run with that. Yeah, man, and I'm interested in acting as well, you know. So I'm hoping one day, you know, I'll have a casting agency where I can, you know, open doors for young peeps out there, you know. You know, the industry needs new faces.
Yeah,
and that's what
true.
People don't want, new faces. I don't understand why. Like, when they see a new face on the podium, they feel some type of way, man. I don't understand why.
If you just joined us, we're hanging out with MT in the studio. And I'm going to try and remove him from what he's used to talking about in general, because I suppose right now the questions, you know, they become the same.
Yeah, they're predictable.
It's the same.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you at home now. Are you the kind of guy who spends time cooking? Do you cook?
Nope.
I don't cook. Who cooks at home?
This year alone, I've never touched a pot. Yeah, I don't cook.
That actually sounded funny for so many reasons. The pot. You could have chosen anything. Okay, cool stuff. So you clearly don't cook. What do you enjoy? Yeah. What kind of meal does MT enjoy?
Well, my diet is imbalanced, man. Okay. So I eat whatever. Like sometimes I might feel like eating dessert for supper. Sometimes I might feel like eating, you know, weird things. So my diet is very, very weird, man.
Okay.
I really don't have a specific favorite food.
Yeah.
I just don't eat margarine and mayonnaise and all that weird tasting stuff. Mustard and all that stuff. But I practically eat anything. You know?
You tour a lot. What's the one place you've been to that you enjoyed the most?
It's gotta be... Pulukwan, yeah, Pulukwan is cool.
Why was it cool?
Well, you know, because I had a, you know, every time I go to Pulukwan, I'm always having, you know, a nice time where I go to a show, I perform, leave, go to my hotel, wake up, nicely, guys, you know,
yeah,
and I go, come back home. Are you but the in these other cities, yo, I struggle.
Yeah, are you the kind of guy who... Do you like your space, like after performance or before performance? Take me through the routine before you go on stage. What do you like doing?
Before going on stage,
yeah, away I from pray. The joint.
Yeah, I pray, man. You know, I don't like taking pictures. I don't like people touching me before performing. You know,
okay.
Because you know, at that time, I'm in my spiritual space.
Do you pray? You pray. You said
yeah.
You pray.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do, and. Yeah, man, and I drink a whole lot of water before. All right. Yeah.
And then after a performance, and I imagine, you know, your energy is just, you know, your blood is rushing after a performance.
Yeah.
What do you want to do after you perform, immediately after performing?
Most of the time, I just want to probably just chill, you know,
yeah.
With my partners. Everywhere I go, I'm always with my homies, so, you know.
Yeah,
we leave the show, go to our hotel or back to the crib. You know, we do what we do almost on a daily. You know, just chill, play games, sip. You know. Yeah.
What scares you? What scares MT? What's the one thing you fear?
A lion.
A lion.
Yes, that's the only thing.
Why are you scared? Why are you scared of a lion? Have you seen a lion before?
Yeah, like those muscles. It's like. That thing with one palm, and you're gone, you're out of here.
That reminds me of something I saw on social media. I think there's one of these prophets,
yeah,
who he claimed he wanted to show. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he wanted to.
Man.
Yeah, like I think he wanted to show people how faithful he is to his. Whoever he prays to,
yeah.
And he decided to go to this place where he just sat and waited on a lion to come charging at him.
Wow!
And I think they mauled him or something like that. So that's actually very funny and random in a way. In terms of how do you ensure that you stay sharp in terms of your style of writing? How do you ensure that? You're not picking up too much from elsewhere. You remain consistent to your style.
Yeah. You know, Raph has been my producer for the past 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's a very honest guy.
Mm.
So yeah, man, like at every session I'm at, even if I'm recording at another studio, I'd prefer to have him around, you know. Even after finishing a whole song,
yeah.
I'll go to him and ask him, yo man, so what do you think of this? Is it cool? And then he'll tell me, you know. I know he won't hide anything or try to be nice or whatever. He's
so he'll
tell
you
straight
the truth.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
In terms of your family, how often do you communicate with your family?
I talk to the mother of my child like every day, every day. I just spoke to her now actually over the phone. My mom, I talk to my mom over the phone every day.
What does she think of this success, your mom?
Hey, she's paranoid now, you know? Like,
okay.
She's worried about my safety. Like,
rightly so.
What are these jealous people going to start doing now? you know, she hears, she, funny enough, she listens to hip hop, you know, yeah. And she hears these niggas rapping, you know, and yo, she calls me like, yo, did you hear so and so said this on the verse?
Your mom's, you know? She does?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, man, she's worried, man, but she's very, very happy, you know, for me at the end of the day. And right now, she respects my opinion, you know. She hits me up and asks for, you know, my opinion on even just things that she goes through, you know.
Yeah.
You know, suggestions and stuff like that, which is cool, man, you know. Yeah.
Do you pray with her?
We used to pray together when we used to live together, yeah.
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 What is the biggest check you've signed as MT?
It's gotta be the Metro FM.
Okay.
400K.
All right.
Yeah.
What is the most money you spent as MT?
I spent like 10K in 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
On drinks?
Nah.
Just
sneakers.
Okay.
Food. Just going out with my homies and just doing whatever we want to do.
So what are you into? Are you into cars? Are you into clothes? Are you into property? What's your vibe?
I'm into fashion, you know? I'm into clothes. I'm hoping in the future, you know, I become interested in property, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, man, because I think there's money out there, from the look of things. Yeah.
Have you ever performed and you felt inadequate after a performance? Like you felt like you didn't give it your all. It just, you felt dissatisfied with your performance.
I remember feeling that way, man, and it was mainly because the crowd kept screaming that they want more.
Ah.
You know, and I kept asking this guy, yo, man, let me get back on, man.
Yeah.
Can't you hear the crowd? You know? No, your time is over. Spanban, you must come in now. Like, yo, man, you do this show for the people and you don't want to do what the people are saying. Hey, man, whatever, it's cool then.
What has been the most surprising phone call you've received since you've become this towering figure?
I got a call from a musician, you know, I won't say their name, but they called me and then, you know, like, yo, speaking to so and so. Then there was a small pause. I was like, okay, you know, they were probably expecting me to
get excited, yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, man, yeah, we're interested in signing you. And I was like, nah, I'm cool, bro. You know, they were like so surprised, like, ha, did you just say you cool?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man, like, I'm cool, you know, like, I'm at Ambitious, and they doing things for me, you know, I'm where I'm at because of them, so why would I, you know, just suddenly want to sign with you, I don't know you like that, you know, I just know you by seeing you on TV and listening to your song,
yeah.
I don't know you like that, you know, for you to just over one phone call say, yeah, we want to sign you, and then,
yeah, that was actually a bit odd,
you know what I mean, so... Yeah, man, that was a weird, weird call.
And what is your relationship like with Pearl Tusi? We just played a song.
Yeah.
What's your relationship like with her? Are you friends? Are you? Do you chat?
Nah. She's called me once, you know. Just.
Dude,
say
you
hi.
Wrote a song about her. She called you once.
Yeah. I don't wanna. I've never called her. I have her numbers, but I've never called her. I don't want to be that guy.
But,
I don't want to make things obvious. After making the song about her, here I am now. Yo, girl, let's hang. What's up? What do you do? What's happening? You know?
Okay, cool.
The song was genuine. It was really from the bottom of my heart. And I respect her, you know.
Yeah,
so,
but
yeah.
What was her reaction when you did the song? Did she know you were going to work on the song, or you did the song and then told her about it? How did it work? It happened.
Well, what people don't know is that I recorded the song 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, so after recording the song, I've been trying to get a hold of her the whole time. Like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Pearl Tusi was recorded before Roll Up.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, so... Well, just trying to get a hold of her, you know, hustling, getting, you know, numbers of this record company that knows who and who, you know, just so we can get a hold of her. Yeah. But when I signed that Ambitious, man, they made it happen, you know, in a matter of days. You
know? Now, are we going to be seeing any more songs about female personalities?
Well, I'm not sure. Hey?
Okay. You have to be inspired, as
Yeah.
Is there anybody you wish to work with? I mean, you've already worked with WizKid.
Yeah.
Just at the beginning of your career, is there anyone you wish to work with?
Locally or internationally?
You know, it doesn't matter.
Young Thug was here in South Africa. You know.
Yeah.
He wanted to work with me. So, I'm still down, man, you know. So, okay, if he comes back or anything, if anyone out there has his numbers, forward me those numbers. Let me holler at the homie. You know?
Okay, so you wish to work with Young Thug?
Yeah, Young Thug, Future, Migos. Nice. Yeah.
Nice one. We're hanging out with MT, the award-winning MT. In fact, let's take a song from him.
Yes, sir.
We'll continue our conversation on the flip side of this. Washa.
Why I say? Don't know funny life then. Man tell him say it's a real thing this. Check. Coolin' and run around the city. Do what I want cause I get it. All of my bitches is pretty. So high I pay my visit. I'm living this life, this is my time. Yeah, you done know. I got a side, I got a wife. You done know. I'm living life, ready to fight. You done know. I got the time, take down the ride. You done know. You done know. My, you done know. People go mad about it, lelele, bashana, they don't know. Why I say? You know nothing about it. I do this for all those who doubt it. I can't do nothing without it. The studio suddenly crying. Coolie with my speakers started. Lord knows I've been camped. Now you is running the town. How can I hear you? My country is loud. No matter what, I know mama is proud. Yeah, ain't need no. Yeah, ain't need no. Bankuna, pants, pesos, rupe. Yeah, ain't need no. Yeah, ain't need no. Ika malami, zeli, kulume. Cooling and run around the city. What I want cause I get it. All of my bodies is pretty. So high I pay my visit. I'm living this life. This is my time. Girl, you done know. I got a side, I got a wife. You done know. I'm living life, ready to fight. You done know. I got the time, stay down the ride. You done know. You done know my, you done know.
Yeah, man, it's yet another anthem, one of the biggest songs playing everywhere in Africa at the moment. MT, now you've got a new single out. You're doing a lot of features.
Yes, sir.
What does it take to have you as a feature now that you are this humongous brand? Is it still easy to just call you and say, dude, yo, I'm struggling, I'm a struggling artist, can I just have you on my track?
You know, it actually is easy, you know. Mm. But people come to me
with stories.
They first start lying, stories. I've worked with so and so and so. They start telling me things I never asked, you know. And for me, that's not genuine at all. Just come up to me and tell me that you want to work. You don't have money to pay me.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me what you've done. Or maybe try to prove to me you're better than me. Mm. And at the same time, you want to work with me, you know. It's kind of weird. It's awkward for me, you know. Because I can't trust somebody like that.
When was the last time you cried?
When? Oh yeah, when my mom was in a car accident.
Was it? Yeah. Was it?
She was in
recently?
Hospital for a couple of weeks. Nah, it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Were you scared?
Yeah, cause she was out there back home in Matatiele. Me, I was out here hustling and struggling, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have much, you know. So like you can imagine, I'm on my grind, you know. Like I'm tired, I'm hungry, you know. I don't have anything. Mm. And then a call comes in telling me my mom's is in, you know, hospital. That's the worst thing ever. You know?
Let's so, talk yeah. about the struggle, because the common mistake that we make as people who consume you as a product is that we only get to see the glam.
Yeah.
We don't know the backstory. We don't know the times when you didn't have transport money.
Yeah.
Or even food before you went to sleep.
Yeah.
How hard was it for you?
Hey man, like it was hard, you know. But I'm also glad, you know, I went through the things that I went through, because I don't think I'd be as strong as I am right now. You know, when I remember, like 4 or 5 years ago, my parents moved back to Matatiele, you know, because the situation was becoming hectic. So I was like, yo, y'all can leave, you know, I'll stay behind and try and make my this thing work. When they left, I didn't have a place to stay, you know. So I'd camp by my friends for a month, then go to another friend, then, you know, there was a point where I had a little money, so I rented a cottage somewhere, and I got kicked out after 2 months because I couldn't pay no more, you know. So yeah man, I went through a whole lot of things, man.
Have you ever gone to bed without eating?
Yeah, for days, you know. There was even a point where I got used to it, you know? I couldn't cry or complain anymore. It was like, yo, this is my life and this is the way it is. I'm gonna eat the day I make my own money.
Have you ever had anyone suggest that you didn't have it in you or you couldn't make it?
Yeah, a whole lot of people who are in the industry right now, you know.
Yeah.
Like I remember some lady really told my manager, didn't tell me, that my song Roll Up is weak, no one will like it. She's been in the industry for this long, she knows what's good and what's not, you know. And then my manager, you know, he loves me for real, you know. He went ham when she said that, you know?
He wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, it even ended their relationship. So yeah man, like even other rappers, like, whatever, one hit wonder, by next week everyone will be over it, you know. Probably even rappers that I'm cool with now.
Yeah.
You know?
So they still go behind your back and think you're just an overnight success and it's gonna disappear quickly.
Yeah, even after Washa, even after Pearl Tuzi, even after, you know, every other song that I'm on, they still think I'm gonna fall. I mean, how am I gonna fall? I just won 4 awards a couple days ago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what more is about to happen to these people?
Is there a lot more that you have to offer? Can you say to me right now and the listener that as MT, you feel like you have way too much to crumble in a week or in a month? Like you have, like this is not a fluke.
This
is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, like as I say, man, it's a real thing, man. Like, like I'm a producer besides everything. I write songs. I'm a vocalist. Growing up, I conducted a choir.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Like I had people older than me listening to me, telling them what to sing. I was the leader of the school marimba band. I taught niggas how to play marimba. Like man, I did so many things, man.
You're an artist.
Yeah, I'm art itself, you know. And it's unfortunate that people won't see all my other traits.
Yeah.
No, my other traits are not for TV or for radio or for whatever that is in the media. You know, my other traits are really genuine, like the choir situation. I was hired when I was in grade 10. to be a music instructor at another school. I want trophies, certificates, like everything, like for my school. Like for me, according to me, I'm the best marimba player you'll ever come across.
Wow.
So
are we going to be seeing some of that in your production?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're still gonna see me. Like I'm still gonna be out there. Like I act, you know. So you're gonna see me in soapies, movies, you name it. No, it's just the beginning, you know. So I don't know. I suggest people should just calm down and accept destiny.
All right. MT, I like that. I like this. I love this.
Yeah.
Now, can we, just before you go, and we have a brand new single that we're going to hear from MT. Can we just try and make a little bit, can we fool around with the Junior there on keys? I mean, we're not going to have a man who's wealthy in terms of his knowledge on music and production as MT and not, you know, take advantage of the situation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with the award-winning MT in the studio, and mind-blowing stuff. I mean, yeah, the marimba thing got me. I had no idea.
Yeah. Hey. So, what, do I freestyle?
Yeah, I just play around, play around, dog.
Hey, hey. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay, chillin' on Cliff Central. You know what I mean? These niggas, these bitches, they so misread. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm rapping. I do my thing on the daily. These niggas, they can't face me. I'm MT the hustler, you know the name. I am not new to fame. I just do my thing. I'm freestyling on the studio. These niggas know I'm king. Your bitch love me, yeah, I'm tongue twisted with it. But I'ma bring it back. These niggas know I got the right of vision. And I'm on a mission, yeah. Get an earbud so you can listen. When I do this thing, niggas is listening. Yeah, okay, let's do it again. I got bars like I came from the pen. Yeah. Alright.
You know I'm in the studio. Go on.
I'm in the studio. I'm killing it. I'm killing you, nigga. You already know. Okay. Well, the tempo.
Slow it down.
Can we, yeah, figure out another tempo. Scanners are telling you. I told my boss that I'm ready though. I am the one, just let it go. I'm hella smooth, the daily flow. She didn't love me, now she want me. I don't fuck with her anymore. I don't give a damn, she already know. I'm getting dope and killing shows. You wanna show this, I chill at it. Oh, beg and jay, schemes, pelele, dressed in all black, call me mkelele, veles ngenelele, sipumelele. I be sitting and watching them ball. And not the same niggas is hoping I fall. They hated on me when I had nothing at all. Shit, I can fuck up your plans. Don't make me make that one call, my nigga. Hey, I'm saying. Whoa. Okay. Hey, get you missing Molly now, my gang. Won't be broke forever, I ain't gay. Didn't believe in me, now you about to see. I'm moving up when I'm selling. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah, if you lila chica, yeah, vele. And I nigga bang mele. Hey, chill out my hater, I see. Yeah, bangamane basibheke. Okay, bheka la mfana kithi. If you hate it, know me, sorry, ngizokudlela umntana kini. And another day, I am a boss, bayangazi emphakathini. Na DJ Hope Killer Show, let's hear my leg in. I'll never stop, hell no, cause I'm gonna win. I'm in the building, but I'm still going in. I'm trying to kill your lames, getting ready for gym. I told you talking, but you ain't saying nothing. I'm rolling with ballers and you lames is fake, starting two bitches one night, bro. Yo, stay cuffing, killer show with the club, and you know we're straight jumping. Met Pro just the other day, and my dream came true, what you wanna say? And my team on set popping hella ace. With a Latin mama, sit the same, and they lick, well, I get here by fun, I've been a team. Nani bataka tibe ni team. Bang busy in kwaze logishi. I moved at work, I got it also gisi. Hey, pegala, pegala.
Nice.
Ladies love, oh, girl. Yeah, baby.
Central, double OC, double OC. We need a long piece in trouble. Double OC, double OC. We need a long clips in listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Baba sizana babantwana bakho sasibaqedile nendo sacindezela nezinja zami baphela abantu wena baba sizana babantwana bakho sasibaqedile nendo sacindezela nezinja zami baphela abantu wena 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 baphela abantu wena.
I told my boss that I'm ready though. I am the one, just let it go. I'm hella smooth, that telly flow. She didn't love me, now she want me. I do not fuck with her anymore. I don't give a damn, she already know. I'm getting dope and killing shows. You wanna show this, I tell it that. I'll beg and check, give me spell it. Just in all black, call me in Kelele. Let's get a little, let's see Pumelele. I've been sitting and watching niggas ball. And now the same niggas is hoping I fall. They hate it even when I had nothing at all. I can fuck your plans up, don't make me make that one call. No.
Kapela bai, I'm a crooked to my cotton out, shine. So pera man, I'm about to roll like a sand. Kapel, nyakjel, mamel, kuzek, mangen, kavel, tuel, don't never. Yeah, she's a creamy geezer. It's better my circle pizza. I'm full of my meat, I'm full of my tea. Icolite, and then I keep pizza.
Baba sizana babantwana bakho sasibaqedile nendo sacindezela nezinja zami baphela abantu wena. Baba sizana babantwana bakho sasibaqedile nendo sacindezela nezinja zami baphela abantu wena. Baphela abantu wena.
Before I'm sorry and gonna stop. They don't want me at the top. They used to be mad cause I'ma be a chip along. Why they get on? I'm a chip on. They know the ATM will never go wrong. We always on top, some Louis Vuitton. I'ma check up till the day that I bought. Basala basalt, like they never doubted before. But they men about the hook on. Bakale babona le boy. Amen to talk, Kelly D. Tapelo, it's a ball.
You feeling yourself when I'm not around. Your girl is with me if she not around. I wouldn't want you to see it though. I got my kids dipping in the mouth. Yeah, yeah, it's a move. You ain't doing nothing to me. I got a gang that likes shooting. Click, clack, brat, pew, pew me. I don't think you niggas get the picture. Switch on your mobile data, ski me. I don't think you niggas get the filter. Switch on your photo, where is ski me, bro? It's about the figures, yeah, the dope. It's about us winners, nothing more. Couple of things that I want you to know. Don't you be talking when I'm on the phone.
Baba sizana babantwana bakho sasibaqedile nendo sacindezela nezinja zami baphela abantu wena. Baba sizana babantwana bakho sasibaqedile.
nendo sakundezela nezinja zami aphela abantu we 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 aphela abantu
I got payments off for 8 lines. Came back with hard bars like I did jail time. Got some of these rappers asking me for membership. But these rappers gossip, I don't tell them shit. Tell a 2x4 the hell of it. I'm blow mula, got the hang of it. All they see is us, Bonafella. They bump the cheese up, mozzarella. Technawaya, humble bachella. One by one, yeah, bazopella. Oh, no, this ain't Illuminati. This is push up on, I get the newest body. This is catch a body with a first buddy. Yeah, you trash, they didn't get music like
Kate Cudi. You can call me Marawa, no spoo yakina. I got the more fire. I'm bringing the flavor like boo with no raja. The summer is mine, you can call me Zahara. Like, no, nigga, don't call me Zahara. Everybody know Kiskima Lepara. I got the patience, I'm thunder like Bara. They ride me like a Navara. Now I be shopping in Zara. I'm in a dream team. Buza no kuli mechana. I'm making headlines. Now you can call me a baba, your baba don't fun on my team. So up are you winning libala like no baba?
Baba says I never bant on
the back.
That's what.
Yeah, man. Absolutely amazing stuff. It's a brand new one from Miss Prue. Yo, I think this is going to be fire. Like, this is gonna fuck shit up. Like, straight up. This is one of those songs that's just gonna change the landscape, basically. Yeah, man, we just hung out with MT, who's sadly leaving us now. But we've got Big Star Johnson in the building, who's got a brand new single.
Hey, B.I.G. Too many shorties up a P.I.P. Who just D.I.E. When they see me on the L.I.N.E.U.P. You'll see the G.I.P. I done kicked it in alphabetical order for those who got a disorder who never recorded. But hit on every nigga that's chilling on the M.I.C. You can hear but you rewind me. Yeah, you gon' rewind me. I can save it if you really see the dopeness.
Oh, yes.
You can't be knocking on the progress. Oh, yes. We are planning for a life that got no stress. Oh, yes. Until I'm done, I'll open up some more, no less. Look, but on the real though, the skill's so scared so that you would think I need a doctor, believe me. If you can find a doctor who see me, tell him I got a track, make a pill with some paraplegics. I didn't mean to damage the team, kid. All I ever wanted was for my mama to know. We live a life on the road. I do not know anymore the places we go. Hood lifted by Sadiq galore. We keep him down on the floor cause we rock every show. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody put your hands in the air. Keep him up like you just don't care. Tell everybody that this show, yeah. Everybody say,
OG of rapping, they don't even know it. I've been old school like a battling poet. I sing and I rap, man, I'm glad that you know this. I don't fit into your box of a struggling artist. I'm the proof that the first million is the hardest. Man, what a tough year. But this year I wanna put another zero on it. Cause it's my year. Do I not tell it, Zara, Laza? Till we got it like that with our hands in the air. And now it's pop my vanilla. Sip champagne like we just don't care.
They didn't mean to damage the team, kid. All I ever wanted was for my mama to know. We live and laugh on the road. I do not know anymore the places we go. Hood lifted by Sadiq galore. We keep them down on the floor cause we rock every show. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody put your hands in the air. Keep them up like you just don't care. Tell everybody that this show, yeah. Everybody say, this my year. Had everybody waiting on my second coming. Everybody like Mr. Johnson. Give us something, man. I had them lie. Yo, where you at? Cause I just signed to the label. They got everybody running fast. Man, I made it this far with a list. It all started with some bars and a script. Now your nigga big stars on the list. Man, I gotta thank God for the gift. Man, that nigga gotta just whoop damp it. I've been riding 16 since the age of 15. Now it's 2016 and we on the big screen. Where my nigga A1 doing for our day ones. Talking about our big dreams. Remember where we came from? Party with the sister. Take pictures with us. Now everybody's a big star. And the wolf pack with that.
damage the team, kid. All I ever wanted was for my mama to know. We live and laugh on the road. I do not know anymore the places we go. Hotel to Basali galore. We keep them down on the floor cause we rock every show. Oh,
I think it's pretty obvious that guys are starting to make music now, you know? Big Star Johnson is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We hung out with this man a couple of times after you won The Hustle.
Right,
you've gone to make incredible music. And I know you've done a couple of features as well.
Word, I have, yeah.
Now, this is a new single.
Yes, this is my new
from
single.
From the upcoming album?
Yes, for the upcoming project. We're not sure if it's an album yet.
Oh, okay.
But we are working on it and it's going to be crazy. That's all we know.
All right, I'm going to make him rap. We're not going to have him here and not make him rap. Are you going to rap for us, sir?
I'll rap.
While we wait for that to happen, let's just quickly catch up. Who did you work with on this song?
Sure, man. This single is called My Year. And basically, man, I was in Durban. I worked with Sketchy Bongo.
I worked
with A1 Wolf for this one, you know. I think in hip hop, it was clear in 2015 that Durban was on the rise, you know, and that Durban was definitely making some noise. So I definitely wanted to tap into that market. And as well, man, Sketchy's a genius, you know, in terms of his production.
Definitely.
I was just like, let's work with the geniuses. I'm trying to be a genius. Let's work with the geniuses. That's what it was, you know.
How has the industry embraced you? I mean, I suppose it was a bit dicey from the beginning. People appreciated you because they saw you on TV.
But
now it's purely based on the work and your work ethic.
Word.
How does it work now?
You know, the people's embrace, man, I think it actually keeps growing, you know. People are just beginning to understand me more as an artist. People are also just like, yo, everybody's trying to see what Big Star is going to come up with next, you know.
Okay.
So with this single, there's been a lot of support. It's been awesome, you know. And now I'm purely focused on working on this body of work. You know, it could be an album. It's 50% album, 50% EP, you know. But it's going to depend on how we feel about it, because we've got some really powerful people on it as well, you know. So it's about the work. People are interested in the work, and we are working on the work. And when the album drops, it's going to be crazy, when the project drops.
All right, so we come back with the freestyle, or whatever you want to call it. Big Star Johnson.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Yo. Freestyle. Okay, let me start with the first and I kill a freestyle. Yo. Creativity was a vital, waiting upon arrival. Cause nothing adds pressure like hearing it your whole life and then hearing it from your idols. Homie, no time to idle. Homie, this wasn't idols. Your street cred never paid rent. But when you got it, it sure feels good, like homie, amen. But the people only interested in entertainment. And when there's Keenan and Gooley and Doomy, can you blame them? If Eve ate the apple and Adam had to swallow, then I gotta thank my Adam's apple for the trouble. Cause my vocal cords are borrowed with some scriptures from the Genesis. I'm on my Hercules, this beat is my Pegasus. Entered the game with the streets as my nemesis. Now these people bound up my feet when I enter this. Picture this, who you trying to be is in the premises. And everybody sees it on TV and by jealousy. Hey. Alright, let me kill a hot freestyle. Yo, top of the dome. I step in the mic, there's house cats in here. So with the rap cats, I feel like I'm on my own. Tell them Big Star Johnson, man, when I'm in my zone, nobody can copycat me, man, I ain't got a clone. I'm the only one, I'm bad to the bone. Tell these niggas, man, that Big Star Johnson is only waiting to be enthroned. I'm the king of what I'm doing, these cats just be pursuing. My flow is something that you like, but you cannot ruin. I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm doing it well. Tell these niggas that I'm feeling like a witch with a spell. Yo, I'm waiting like DMX, I'm waiting just to exhale. Tell these niggas, man, my flow is something that always prevails. Yo, I might be the sickest, the illest, the villest. Even cats who ain't got fingers, you know they gon' feel this. It's Big Star John, I'm the Ramadan. I kill anything I jump upon. Every single song, I cannot make a wrong step. Tell these niggas, man, I'm so right that I'm beyond left. I'm the only one, man, did you catch the concept? Yo, beating me is far-fetched. Yo, I catch these niggas like my arms stretched. And my freestyle is so sick and so perplexed. I inject flows, I set flows like jets taking off, man, to Mexico. Tell these niggas, man, that there he go. I free flow, the skill so incredible, like Mr. Min. I'm getting in, dusting niggas like a dustbin. Tell these niggas, man, they're not getting him. I'm too far ahead, I'm never dead. I'm always the rather better him, maybe him instead. Tell these niggas, man, it's Big Star Johnson, I'm the illest. Oh, that was a freestyle and I felt it too. Tell these niggas, man, I ain't scared of these niggas. I can take the best rapper, man, and I can shelf him too. Cause I'm the only one, the chosen one, the golden one. Show me one who can't challenge me. It's not a reality. I'm the illest nigga out here in actuality. I am not held down by anything. Einstein tried to do it and I even killed gravity.
That was fun. That was mad fun.
Oh wow.
This is your stuff, Chief.
No doubt.
Rapping is your thing.
No doubt. We grew up in the school of freestyling, you know, battling, ciphers. We come from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Star Johnson is here, but he's not by himself. Can we do this? He's joined by Black Motion, the formidable duo. We're going to chat to them on the other side of this, along with Big Star Johnson, before we get out of here. Stand by. You know, the one thing that stands out about you guys, I've seen all your videos, well, most of your videos, it really looks like you put some, like you really take time when you're putting together a concept for a video. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome in the studio Black Motion, and we're playing in the background, It's You, from their latest album, Fortune Teller. Let's talk about this concept of the videos, man. What really happens? Do you guys come up with the stuff, or is there anyone else who comes up with the storyline?
Nah, we just chill and we think about the song, and we like we just want to do anything possible that relates to the song. So we don't want to be Ankiro and they say how's DJs in the videos are always walking. So
that's true, actually,
we're trying to just break away from that thing and just, man, yeah, have storylines and yeah, proper understanding of what the song is about.
Wait, what's with the caps? What's happening with the caps?
SPCC.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of like a new endorsement, yeah, we got like from SPC. Okay. SPCC. So, they just saw how we dress and they were like, okay, cool, here's some stuff. And, yeah, nice, we're going to be pushing.
Yeah, every clothing, like jeans, okay, T-shirts and then everything. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the one thing that's very obvious about Black Motion, your performance from day one, from the first day we saw you guys, you really tried to make it different for from all angles. I mean, you guys jump over decks, you do somersaults on stage. has any one of you guys ever, like, I don't know, have you ever fallen?
No, like we just test, bro. Like we,
like you guys do it all the time. Tito does it once and he falls. He wasn't even doing it. He was just like on stage.
Before we do crazy things, like we check if like everything is proper.
Okay, the table secure enough to play around with it.
And then not every show that we.
Oh, you don't do that with every show.
Yeah, because we have to control by the like our fans and then like the vibe there. Yeah.
There was this one time, I think the roof was like a bit shorter. And then we got on the decks and suddenly
the ceiling
is closed and you're like, what's going on? So we had to maneuver kind of make something up there. Yeah.
So what is Black Motion up to at the moment? I mean, this album just came out recently. And what projects are you guys involved with?
Yeah, we're busy working on our fourth album.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be released that quarter. We're gonna release that quarter. So like we're still enjoying Fortune Teller.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's a brilliant album.
Yeah, so we released Fortune Teller 2014. Okay. So like we're still enjoying Fourtune Teller, but then like that quarter, more fire.
A whole lot of.
Now, Big Star Johnson, who are you working with? Who are you in the studio with right now?
A couple of guys, man. I'm doing a track with the Fraternity. I'm doing something with Ginger Trill. I was actually in studio with HP 2 days ago. We did like an all-nighter session, so we're working on some stuff as well. Rorisang from Mozart. I don't know if you know her.
Yes. Very talented.
Yeah. And I'm gunning for Shekinah. Like, I'm really trying to get Shekinah into the studio, you know. So, yeah, I'm really trying to have a different type of project, you know, not your conventional 20 rappers on one CD, you know. Let's have a musical something, you know. Let's mess with different sounds, you know.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Are you under any kind of pressure as somebody whose career sort of started from a reality show and you won it?
Sure. I think in the beginning, man, definitely there was pressure, you know. When I after winning the show, like all I did was I just went into studio and I recorded a lot of tracks, you know.
Yeah.
Then I went to the management team and I was like, yo guys, we need to release this music, you know. People want to hear my music.
Yeah.
And they were just like, relax, you know. Relax. What we're trying to do for you is build you a career, you know. We're not trying to just work
people
off
just
high.
Hear music.
And they were like, just take time with your music, like you're better than what you've come with. We know that, you know. So go back to the music, work on something. So the pressure was there, man, but now the focus is completely absorbed by the music, you know. I'm so excited to give people something different, especially from a rapper, you know. So that's what my focus is at. The pressure was there, but now we're focused on the craft.
Now, let me just quickly talk to Black Motion. Guys, you guys have been in the business for a while, and I think possibly one of the most revered acts in Africa at the moment. I mean, you perform in different countries, and you're constantly booked every weekend. It's not easy.
Yeah.
There are people who don't have that. How do you guys ensure that people stay interested in Black Motion as a brand?
I think as soon as an artist starts doing things to please people, it's where it gets dangerous. But as when you do your music for you and for people to hear what you have to offer, then you have no pressure. Like you just do you. You just do music and people will follow. So
yeah,
no pressure at all. Because we want to sustain in the music. We're not chasing after the money. Obviously, you gotta live, but we're just doing us, and we're just doing music, so they will follow.
What we usually see is artists will get signed, they become huge, and they bring up other artists or they sign other artists. Are you guys working with anyone outside of yourselves?
Yeah, now we have our company, Split Motion. So we have people like Miss P, the one who's on It's You, and then we have Brendan. So, and then other things like we collaborate with artists outside from Split Motion. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Sadly, Sadly, we're out of time at the moment. I would have loved to have just hung out with you guys a little bit longer. In fact, I enjoyed the last time when we did
sure.
music together. I think the next time, I think we need to bring in the drums now.
The drums need to make it to the studio.
You know. So, Big Star Johnson, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I am preparing for next weekend, Major League Gardens, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be in studio, man. Like, I've sort of put down the gigs for a while and, like, focus on the project, like I said, you know. But I think the big one that's coming will be next week at the Major League Gardens, yeah.
Okay, you gentlemen, what are you up to this weekend?
Tonight we're at Carnival City. Tomorrow, Soweto.
UJ Campus.
Yeah, UJ Campus. And then.
UJ Soweto campus.
You see how many bookings? Like, these guys have so many bookings. Like, they get them confused. Don't you guys get tired though? Like,
hey, my man, like, you can't get tired of money.
I love the honesty. Sadly, we are out of time. Gentlemen, thank you very much for creating time out of your busy schedules to come and hang out with my listener, along with my friend here, Junior. Good luck to all of you. Please do come back anytime when you have projects that you wish to share with the listener. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. That's at least 30 minutes from now, including that freestyle from Big Star Johnson. That was just so inspired. Some of the craziest shit I've heard from you.
I personally
cannot wait for that, to listen to that podcast. You'll be able to download it a bit later on, after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Junior, nice one as always.
Thanks.
So catch you again next week Friday from me and the team. And apologies for Yemi, who could not make it last minute. She was supposed to have been here, but she got caught up with some other work, and sadly she sent her apologies. She couldn't be with us today.
This is CliffCentral.com.